Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know the checkoff's being utilized to share the beef sustainability story with consumers. Tell me more.
Absolutely. As many cattlemen and women know, some individual organizations and companies spread misinformation about cattle's role in the environment. The Beef Checkoff works tirelessly to combat this message through scientifically proven research because ultimately the truth is in the science. For years, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars into beef sustainability research to learn, understand, and strategically communicate beef's place in a sustainable food system. This research provides a basis for most checkoff-funded advertising campaigns and other initiatives. Beef sustainability message is then communicated to many audiences, including consumers, registered dietitians, the scientific community, influencer, chefs, and communities abroad through a fully integrated marketing approach.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, feeder cattle fell in response to the strong increase of grain prices as a result of the bullish acreage and quarterly stocks report yesterday. Further gains were seen in grains overnight, which may put further pressure on the market. However, live cattle futures were not pressured the same as they closed higher. Grains were limited due to cash cattle trade surfacing, which did not show much to get excited about. We saw steady trade here in our part of the country yesterday. Hog futures tried but just could not hold on to the highs of the market Wednesday, resulting in a mixed close. Cash was $2.39 higher on the National Direct Afternoon Report, which should provide some support. However, cutouts were slightly lower, declining 38 cents. It's likely packers may not be as aggressive over the next couple of days, moving toward a holiday weekend, but they still need to look ahead to purchase hogs to continue to supply strong demand. Well, over on the grains, mixed wheat prices overnight, with Kansas City giving back a small part of the Wednesday surge, while Minneapolis and Chicago posted small gains. Minneapolis wheat made new contract highs yesterday, but winter wheat contracts have failed to take out the June highs just yet. The reports from the USDA Wednesday were neutral to slightly bearish, but the inflow of speculative money was too great to have wheat left out. All wheat acreage came in at 46.7 million versus the 45.9 million expected, and $46.3 million in March. Now, solidly higher corn prices overnight as Wednesday's limit up close is added to with bears on the run following the bullish USDA reports. Bulls will want to see December corn trade through the June highs at 628 and a quarter and mount an attack on the contract highs at 638 soon to prevent another series of lower highs since topping on May 7th. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle up 80 cents, 122.72. October up 40, 128.15. August feeder cattle down 277, 154.62. September down 237 yesterday, 157.42. And July hogs up 50 cents, 107.47. Kansas City wheat, July up 31 and a quarter, 650 and a quarter. September up 32 cents, 659. Chicago wheat, July up 31 and three quarters at 671 and a half. September up 33 and a quarter, 679 and a half. July corn's up 25 and a half, 720. September is up 40 cents at 599 and a quarter. July soybeans up 90 and a quarter at 1450. August up 90 and a quarter cents at 1430. And July cotton's down $2.46. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.